American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Fighting the enemies of freedom every single day of the week here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Microphone. You can see it behind me back there. All of this being presented to you today by X Insurance, a superior product. We will talk about that in a little bit. I'm excited to talk about my sponsors today, and you'll know why in just a few minutes. But, you know, we've got some interesting news popping right about now. And so I'm going to go right to the phones to my guest for the day, Andy Hoosier. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. How you doing? The millennial general. What's up, brother?
Mark, I'm loving it, my friend. It's good to be with you again.
Always a pleasure to have you in here, man. I got some shout-outs. Got a lot of people in that are watching the show. Don't do this while you're driving. Leave that to the liberals, please. But if you're driving, you want to pull over, you want to watch the show, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. We're working on moving on a couple other platforms. Maybe getting the podcast, the videos up on Rumble for you, all that kind of cool stuff. Make sure to check us out on Parler, too, at AAR Mark Walters, AAR Mark Walters, and help us grow that feed. It's growing rapidly, but Parler is a great place to be. And, of course, we're still up at Twitter at AAR Mark for now. But a shout-out to some folks. I see Amber Cuno in there. Amber Cuno, what you doing in there? And some other good friends of the show. All right, so you can watch the feed, enjoy it, have some fun, eat some popcorn, and chill. Andy, there's a breaking story and a big breaking story. I'm actually surprised Fox even ran with it because they seem to be doing the bidding of ABC, NBC so they can CBS anymore. But they actually made it a lead story. I've been rough on Fox over the last few days. I'm going to continue to be. Pennsylvania Secretary of State overstepped authority by changing election deadline. That is a huge victory for Trump, which that means is anything that came in afterwards is likely invalid. And let's not forget, he went into all of this with a near 800,000 vote margin at first. What are your thoughts here, brother?
I think that's absolutely great news. I did see the headline. I didn't see how much detail on what they were looking at for what kind of votes they would be casting out. But according to that, and as you mentioned, I mean, the 700,000 vote margin at the beginning, then we had the tweet from Rudy Giuliani just yesterday saying that the voter fraud was so bad when it comes to either the counting of the ballots that came in late or when it comes to not being able to view some of the ballots being counted, which is, again, illegal in that state as well, that there were close to nearly 600,000 ballots that may be cast out, which, if I remember correct, Joe Biden does not have a 600,000 vote lead in Pennsylvania. So if they do end up casting those out for either one decision or the other, then that's going to flip Pennsylvania back to Trump.
50,000 vote lead right about roughly, nearing 50,000 vote lead right now. Georgia, interesting. I'm in Georgia. We're in the midst of a hand recount right now. This is a bizarre thing here. Because in the state of Georgia, we're one of only, I don't know, I think we may even be the only state as far as I know, that forces a runoff if a candidate doesn't get 50.1%. 50.50, little dot, and the number one. It's forced a runoff in the Senate. Trump down 14,250 points, roughly, before the recount started. Or votes, not points, but votes. Yet it was Fulton County that ceased voting. The rest of the counties in the state, from Chatham County, from Albany, from Valdosta, from Thomasville, all the way up in the northeastern corner, in the northwestern corner where Deliverance was filmed, for God's sakes. All of us can get our votes in, but Fulton County can't. And Fulton County had to restart revote or start recounting the following day. And lo and behold, there's enough votes that just keep trickling in. Andy, your thoughts on what's going on in Georgia? Because the dynamic in play here in this state can no longer be overemphasized with the Senate. Let's talk about the presidential vote first, then we'll go to the Senate vote, because I want to tell you the little nuance of what's going on here. It's getting nasty already, and Stacey Abrams is at the helm. But she's, you know, she should concern everybody, because I think she believes that she's the president of Georgia. But go ahead, Andy.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you guys are in a unique position in Georgia, because I don't remember the last time Georgia was the deciding factor on presidential or senatorial leadership nationwide. So Georgia, everybody living in Georgia. Yeah, I mean, you guys are rocking it down there, at least to some degree with that, trying to represent. But you're right, you're in a unique position because with a certain county just trickling in votes, I mean, to anybody on any side of the aisle, you would think that would be suspicious of like, wow, everybody's been able to count, and yet there's one county where, oh, we forgot these, and oh, look at that, they're still coming in, and oh, we forgot these over here in the corner. And you continue to count, and miraculously, all of them are going to Joe Biden. So that's kind of interesting. Then you see the number of ballots. And I believe Georgia was a place where a large amount of them were, where there were no one else filled out on the ballot except for Joe Biden, which I, at least to me, it would be very suspicious. I mean, maybe there's some people who don't follow a lot of politics and they just hear the presidential run. That's the only thing that they care about. They go in, they cast their one ballot for the one candidate, and then they walk out the door. But there's, I'm assuming, at least a page, page and a half where the candidates for all the way down to local ballot issues. And you would think they'd fill out something for them. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, okay. Hold the boat. Hold the boat. Let's stop there. Let's analyze a little bit of that. Because specifically you're talking about that goofball John Ossoff. Hi, I'm John Ossoff. And I expect that every Georgian wants to be safe. I want to make you safe. David Perdue doesn't. If I'm elected, I'll make sure you and all of our fellow Georgians are safe. David Perdue won't. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message. And I look at that, and I think, what the hell is this guy talking about? Because that's really what his ads are like. It's crazy. Yeah. You know, you got to wonder who's voting for this clown, you know, up-and-coming star. He's never won an election. Typical Democrat winner is a loser. Stacey Abrams, up-and-coming star. She's never won an election. You know, she lost. She lost by more people than can fit inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You know, but whatever, they're delusional.
Well, let's analyze that, Mark. Let's analyze that for a second.
Well, hold, stop. Because we're going to put it together. Here's why. Because if the tally for Biden is right, David Perdue and Don Ossoff would not be going to a runoff.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be happening. Now, take me to Stacey Abrams there. Go ahead.
Well, Stacey Abrams, I mean, as you mentioned before, I mean, you remember you were there at the election when she was running for governor and they were finding 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 ballots, you know, in trunk of cars. Yeah. And, oh, we just miraculously forgot about these. She coined that system. She knows it very well. She knows how to use that system of, oh, we forgot these mail-in ballots that came in, and now we all of a sudden have to count them. She's probably the one that's been able to perfect that system in the state of Georgia to where she knew exactly what it would take to be able to use the same thing for this presidential run for Joe Biden and for these U.S. Senate candidates there. Because if you remember on election night, or the day after when Joe Biden started catching up and everybody started questioning, wait a second, Joe Biden's starting to pull ahead in all of these different states with all these votes that are coming in late, but it can't be orchestrated. It can't be some widespread voter fraud because they're not doing the same for the U.S. Senate and Democrats aren't winning in the U.S. Senate. So why are they trying to go after them? But yet all of a sudden then is when we saw the Senate in Georgia begin to get close. And now we have a runoff on both Senate races in the state of Georgia. It's probably Stacey Abrams who's been able to use that system and understand it and tweak it a little bit to make it more efficient for this election.
Look, she's been playing games with this. We knew this was coming when she lost the first election. This is a woman who stood up when the race hadn't been called yet and claimed that she was being cheated. And I think at that time she was down near six figures. She was claiming she was being cheated. She was claiming that the Republican Secretary of State and the Republican governor had it in for her. It wasn't fair. And she was claiming all this mess. Why? Because she's entitled to be the governor. Because that's the way that's the press coverage that she got. You see, the Democrats, the socialist, Marxist, communists masquerading as former Democrats. Think about that one, liberal. Maybe you can figure that out. You Democrats, it might take you a little while to figure out what I'm saying there, but you're smart enough. You'll get there. We saw her put this machine together in place. She started claiming vote fraud simply because she was losing. And then she put together this machine specifically for this. They were planning on this 2 years ago. There's nothing unusual here. It fits. Now, yeah. I don't have proof of voter fraud. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is it smells like a rotten fish, so it probably is. And at the very least, it has to be looked at. There's no question. Could enough people have come out in Fulton County, Andy? Could they have? Yeah, they could have. Maybe they did. But you would think that those people would probably also fall in line for John Ossoff, too, you know, because they want to be safe.
Right.
Apparently they don't.
Well, and
apparently not enough of them voted down ballot. It doesn't make any sense.
That's exactly the question. Why is it that the presidential race is, quote unquote, so far ahead for Biden where there's no question? Why are we even trying to contest this? Why are we doing a recount? But then all of a sudden we're within a half a point margin for the Senate race, and now we have to do a runoff on the Senate race. It does raise questions on why one is so close and another one is not.
It could be because the fraudsters in Atlanta aren't smart enough to figure that out. Now they're probably sitting there going, oh, man, we should have done that, too. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Somebody call Stacy for next year. She thinks she's the president of the state. We don't have a president of the state, by the way. It's sarcastic. It's me not being nice. Back with Andy Hoosier after this. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com, by the way, is the real deal because you're having trouble finding stuff on your shelves at your stores. I know you are. We all are. Ammo in particular. I had lunch 2 days ago. Today is Thursday? 2 days ago on Tuesday. I had lunch with the Georgia Firing Line and representatives from my great affiliate here, longtime affiliate in Atlanta, AM 920, where a lot of that was discussed. And it's there's ammo. It's out there, but it's being reserved a lot for range use, et cetera. And you're just they do have it. They're letting, I think, up to 100 rounds go. But, boy, I'll tell you, the prices are getting high. I mean, they're just high. I won't name a particular gun shop. It was not Georgia Firing Line. They were 45 cents a 9mm round cheaper. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, than one that I found outside my county that for 9mm for a 200, they did have it in stock, but it was over 260 for a 250 round box of 9mm ball ammo. I said, ugh, I can't do that, man. I can't do that. Gun Broker, though, you will find what you're looking for. The round counts are going high. There's no question about it. But if you need it and you can find it, buy it. It isn't getting any cheaper tomorrow. So if you can't find it on your store shelves, Gun Broker has you covered. You can find everything from that vintage Colt Python all the way. Believe me, I know. Don't anybody who's watching give me any crap for that. I'm well aware. I haven't bought it yet. But you can find everything from that Colt Python up to whatever ammo, whatever caliber you're looking for. Gun Broker has it. And it's 100% free to join. So make sure to check them out. It's there for you. You can buy it. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. There's a comment in the live stream here, which kind of acts as our phone boards because we don't take phone calls on the show because we just don't have enough time, unfortunately, that says he's giving Stacy too much credit. I'm assuming, Scott, that you're referring to me. She's merely the mouthpiece, the face fronting the machine running this con. True. You're right on that. I'm not going to disagree with that. But I'm not giving her too much credit because she is, in fact, running the con here in the state of Georgia. She created it. And she has dominated the money machine. The Democrats are pouring money into her, and they're using her. She's smart enough to know that. She's not a useful idiot in this process, Andy, if that makes sense. She's not the communist useful idiot. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. She knows exactly what she's doing. She knows how to play the game there in Georgia, and she does it very well, which is why she came so close to being governor before. And like you said before, I mean, the Democrats love being able to choose not so successful people as their new face of the Democrat Party all over the country. And she still has hopefuls to be able to be in a cabinet with Joe Biden or to run for office again sometime down the line. So she is, I guess you could call her a useful idiot, but she knows what's going on. She knows how to play the game. And you need to be careful and concerned because she's going to pop up again and she's going to take another jab at some type of political position. And she's going to be in a position where she can be very dangerous because she knows how to play that game so well.
She may very well be in a Biden cabinet. Biden's not looking, but you know, the Democrats play identity politics. That's what it's all about. It's not about who's good for the job. It's who speaks what language, who's what ethnicity, and where can I put them because they have a degree. That's what they're doing. They're playing identity politics. They've been doing it for decades. They're experts at it. They wrote the book on it. And it's sad. It's sad. It's sad. Boy, I'll tell you. Let's talk about the two Senate races here quickly. Let's talk about Purdue and let's talk about John Ossoff. You already know how I feel about that goofball. He is a goofball. Every town for gun safety, by the way, and I have this here. Did I pull this up? I got so mad at them today, I had to get up and take a walk. It's pretty bad. They have a piece. I want you to, I'm going to say this slowly for you guys. Don't search it now, please, if you're driving, but when you can stop, if you're in front of a computer watching the show now, open up another browser window, keep the speaker on. Armed and Dangerous, How the Gun Lobby Enshrines Guns as Tools of the Extreme Right. Now, I'll refer to that in the program, but Every Town for Gun Safety is now all in on Ossoff and Warnock in the state of Georgia, 100% in, seeking funds, pledging money. And this is a state, Andy, the reason I say this is, it looks like they're changing their tune, because here in the state of Georgia, their ads that they were running had nothing to do with gun grabbers, had nothing to do with their fake steal the language gun safety issue. It had to do with health care. Why? Because they think you're stupid. And sadly, many of you are. You fall for, why is Every Town for Gun Safety talking to me about health care? It just goes right in one ear and right out the other, because there's nothing in between. Here's why they do it. Because they know gun safety, which is gun control, is a losing issue in the state of Georgia. We're in a free state. You want our guns, Shannon Watts? Come take them. Bring a station wagon. Lots of friends. You're going to need them. We're not giving them to you. And you know that. So what do? They know the Democrats are the party of gun grabbers, so they start running health care ads, Andy. Now, now they think they have a mandate. Now they're opening up on gun control. And Purdue is latching onto that, as is Kelly Loeffler, and they're going after the guns. So we're going to see. Now, you know, we're going to know on January 5th, but I can promise you now, Georgians love their guns. But I think Purdue is going to be safe. I think Loeffler is a little bit vulnerable. She did not win that race on her own. She was put in that position by Kemp, and she was not Donald Trump's choice. Doug Collins was. Doug Collins siphoned enough votes for the special election. There were 16 names on that ballot. Warnock was the number one Democrat on there, and he couldn't kill her out. He couldn't knock her out. And I think if Collins' vote was put in there, you might have seen Kelly Loeffler put in there. So I feel good about both, but I would if I was betting man on it, I'd say Loeffler was a little bit more vulnerable than Purdue, who's been here a long time. Go ahead.
No, I completely agree. I think that you guys are going to be just fine with Republicans with the runoff there in the Senate in Georgia. I think it's going to, and I mean, we already have the majority. We have the 50 already. So that's just going to put us back up to where we were essentially, and we're going to be just fine. But you're right. At the core of value of all the Democrats, all the progressives nationwide, when they try to run for office, when they try and go after the guns, which is what their end goal is, because they can't truly control until the guns are gone.
Right.
They always have to mask it. They can never blatantly say, every time they try to blatantly say, we're going to come after your firearm, then they end up losing all support, which is what happened to Beto O'Rourke, which is what happened to Kamala Harris, which is what happened to Eric Swalwell, and he ran for president. All three of them were just like, that's our main platform, is taking away firearms, and they lose support. They don't do it. So they have to mask it, like you said, by, oh, it's for health care. Oh, it's for safety of the children. Oh, it's for this emotional sob story over here. It's whatever they can get their hands on. And right now, health care is the biggest issue, because they're concerned about Obamacare disappearing. And or if Biden does get in there, then, of course, it's going to be the universal health care. And health care is the big issue. So why not make people more safe? If we could just save one life, Mark, then we could just include gun control and health care, and everything would be great.
No, see, listen, this is where they play on people's stupidity. Here's where the stupidity comes in. Those of you who, orange man bad, just this one cycle, it's not going to be that bad. The Republicans are going to hold the Senate. He's not going to be able to do anything. It's just campaign rhetoric. They really don't come after my guns. How many times have we heard the Democrats say that? Even Obama didn't get my guns. Orange man bad. No like orange man. Pull the trigger for Biden. Let me tell you where you got suckered. You want proof of that? All the Democrats are that bad on guns. That's exactly why they were running health care ads, because that's the Democrats' issue, that Trump wants to take away your health care. Trump wants to wipe out Obamacare. Trump wants to wipe out the 20 seconds, so I'm going to have to shut up. He wants to wipe out your health care, right? Well, why would we want to get a Democrat? That's a Democrats' issue, because it's the Democrats that are the party of gun controls, you moron. We'll be back after this.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of this is being brought to you today by X Insurance. Just a brief note to X. They are literally taking this community by storm, and you need to participate if you're not. I saw the writing on the wall. I went to X. We put together a really cool package for you, and they're working with CCW holders, law enforcement officers, both individual officers, unions across the country. Look, upper management, the owner, the founder, the CEO, Rick Lindsay, looked around and said, I'm kind of tired of this. You know, I'm seeing what's happening to our law enforcement officers. They need help. I can write policies for them. I've been doing it. It's never been more important than ever before. And seeing some of these other companies out there that are not insurance companies, frankly, but selling insurance company type products that aren't as third party products. And Rick said, I can do this. I've been doing this for years. I'm better at it. And I'm an AM best rated company. We need to get a footprint in here. Boy, they are going like gangbusters out here. And I have a policy just like for my own home. I have I mention this all the time. My homeowners is USAA. My automobile is USAA. I mean, how big is USAA? They're the American Express of homeowners and autos, as far as I'm concerned. I have Geico Marine for my boat. You know, I have top-notch AM best-rated carriers for my health, for my life. Why would I go to a third-party outfit that does all kinds of other cool stuff really good, but I want insurance for me? I don't want third-party member benefit. I want insurance for me that if I find myself in a situation that I may be looking literally at years of my life or the rest of my life in jail, I want to be able to call the insurance company that I have a policy that has a policy written for me in my name, my own number. And I've done that, and X offers that, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are taking them up on that. Join the revolution. It's time you got real insurance for you, because it matters when your life is literally on the line. You don't want somebody that's going to say, oh, I'm not going to fix the roof today, or I'm not going to be there. I wasn't anticipating a tornado really happening. I never thought you'd have to use it. I'm just an unrated carrier out here that's just like, I don't have money for that. Now you're out there holding the bag. X Insurance got your back. Xinsurance.com. Andy, I'll let you put an exclamation point. The angry Mark was starting to come out of the box a little bit in the last segment. But I'll let you put an exclamation point on that. Go ahead. And then I want to move over to Everytown for Gun Safety quickly for a statement that they made up on their site.
Well, just to recap, I mean, like I said, I'm very encouraged with what's going to happen there in Georgia. I mean, with the more investigations and litigation that's going on all over the nation for the presidency and for the Senate races, I mean, I feel confident still. I know many people are starting to lag, and it's dragging on for so long, which it's really not dragging on long. I mean, you got to remember that Al Gore had litigation for 37 days where he thought he was president until the courts actually decided things. So we're in good shape. But we need to stay strong. We need to stay vigilant. We need to stay aware of actually what's happening and stay up with current events, not just listen to the mainstream media. And like you mentioned, when it comes to, I mean, the false flag of, you know, trying to portray gun control in other forms, we need to stay vigilant and aware of what they're doing. You need to think beyond just the surface level of what they're trying to tell you, because they will lie to your face in order to get whatever they want to. And healthcare is definitely one of those ways for them to do that.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. You know, unfortunately, there's enough idiots out there that just don't pay any attention to this stuff. They headline surf. They listen to that idiot message that, oh, you just want to be safe, and I want to keep you safe, and David Perdue doesn't. And somebody will argue, well, no, John Ossoff wants to keep me safe. David Perdue doesn't want to. Why? Well, that's what he said. Safe from what? Just safe, man. I want to be safe. Don't you want to be safe? People fall for this stuff. The strongest gun safety administration in American history. That's right at Everytown for Gun Safety, everytown.org. Now, listen, if you've never read The Art of War, Sun Tzu, if you don't know the basic premise in one of the biggest in the book, I mean, this has been centuries old. The general who knows the most about his enemy wins every war and every battle and every war ever fought. Get that? You got to know your opponent, and the general that knows his opponent is going to win most every time. The general who doesn't know his opponent might win once in a while and get lucky, but is destined to lose in the end. And that's what that's all about. And I know it's hard to do. It's stomach churning in many instances to go over and read the gloating going on from these liars, these bald-faced liars who have to cloak their agenda to you because they think you're stupid. Georgians, that you're listening in a number of cities around this state today, they are playing you for fools. They can't even tell you in a paid ad what their agenda is because they know you're a gun owner and ain't going to like it too much. So they try to dupe you on health care. Right up on their website, the strongest gun safety administration in American history. Andy, his top three bullet points from his website are under the heading, Rid America, get rid of weapons of war, get weapons of war off our streets. There are no weapons of war on our streets, number one. Number two, the first one is to ban assault weapons. Of course, assault weapons, I'm going to drive this home to you, listeners. Assault weapons are any semi-automatic weapon they say it is, including your Ruger 10/22. Don't believe me? Ask Washington State residents. Ask California residents. It ain't just your AR-15. That's the one they like to demonize. It's every single semi-automatic assault rifle that you have. Includes your shotguns, too, by the way, for semi-automatic. They want to ban them. Then by executive fiat, Biden will ban the importation of them. Now what? What about the 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 million of them out in the wild in your safe, in my safe? Ah, now we have to register them under the National Firearms Act. We also have to pay a $200 tax stamp. I've got a lot of those guns, and a $200 tax stamp cost me thousands of dollars. But now I've paid thousands of dollars to have what I currently bought and have owned legally for many years, and now the government knows I have every single one of them because every single one of them had a background check done independently, which I also had to pay for, in addition to the $200 tax stamp for each one, because they're regulating my semi-automatic guns as machine guns now. Now they're registered. Now they know they're here. Step number three, a gun buyback. You can't buy back what you never owned. This is the Australian gun confiscation model. It is right smack on his website. We've been telling you for years. Universal background checks don't work without registration. Obama's DOJ told him that and told us that. Universal background checks, of course, that is, what is that? It's code. It's making illegal any transaction outside of a dealer and forcing you to have to get a background check on any gun. Well, how does the government know that you and Bob sold each other guns? They don't, and they won't, unless they're forcing you to get a background check. Now they know, and one is the same. You can't do one without the other. Now they know where they are. Now they force that registration, then they buy them back. That's the step. That's one, two, three. Andy, please comment on that. It's right on their page.
Yeah, it's right on their page, and this is the exact process of how they fool people by thinking it's not going to be that bad, and it's that slow incrementation rather than just saying, we want your guns, we're going to take it away, and people fall for this stuff because, well, okay, it's not going to be that bad. Oh, the registration, look, I mean, they have two ways of being able to fool a lot of people. One of them is taxing us because they feel like they can tax us for anything. We're going to be talking on the show today. They want to tax you for working at home now because we're not using infrastructure that they've used. So we're going to see taxes for that coming up. We're going to see taxes for the gun because, well, if we could just tax it out of them, eventually it's going to be too expensive to where they can't afford it. So it's kind of like healthcare. It's still available to you, but you just can't afford it because you don't have the money to be able to afford the really high prices. So we'll just lowball you and just tax the crap out of it until you can't afford it any longer. And then they think somehow that if they just say you must do a background check because you sell your neighbor a firearm and you walk across the yard and you go to the fence line and he hands you a wad of cash and you hand him a firearm, then all of a sudden you're going to say, oh, well, the government really wants us to go down to the DMV and do a background check while we do this transaction, so let's go ahead and do that. And they think that we're going to actually do something like that.
Not going to happen. Listen, I'm over here. I'm jovially laughing. I'm not going to do it. I'm never going to do it, and I'm never going to give up my guns, and I'm never going to pay a tax on my guns. You have my word. I will not do it. Tomorrow's the show. I think I'm going to give you my pledge, by the way. I've just had such great guest lineup this week. I didn't want to interrupt the hour. Anthony Ortez in Washington says, I'm Washington resident. It's true, meaning what I said about your semi-automatic firearms. Martin Leaf says, yep, I'm from Washington. Don't take my word for it because I'm the crazy gun nut talk radio host. Go right to his page and understand what your enemy is telling you. Trust me, these people are not your friends. Back with Andy Hoosier right after this. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Two things. First, this is Defender Coffee in the cup that I have, the Defender Coffee cup. And the promo code there, as it is for most of our places, is AAR. Promo code is AAR, 15% off. Or you can join the coffee club like I did and get free shipping, and you don't worry about the 15% off. But if you don't want to do that, we drink a lot of coffee. So I get three bags. I think we've upped it to four bags now. Seriously, that's crazy. But my wife and I drink a lot of coffee. It's the Organic Liberty Roast is what's in this cup. Promo code AAR. We get the free shipping. But if you don't want to do that, if you just want to buy one or two bags and direct your profits to go for, I would recommend the Second Amendment Foundation. Do that. Use the promo code and you get the 15% off. And even if it's not coffee, if you want to buy a cup, 15% off. I got to tell the MyPillow story quickly because it's so true and it's so cool. And I have such an affinity for Mike Lindell because I know him personally. I've known him now for a number of years. And he is an awesome individual and he loves this program. And I tell this story a lot, but it's true. And I had to tease, Andy, I want you to pay attention to this too, because it's so important. But I had to tease that we had an upcoming special going on, and I didn't know what the numbers were or anything. And Dawn was just like, well, just tell them my pillow story and wait till I give you the numbers. It's going to be big. It's the biggest thing we've ever done. But Mike Lindell, physically, you know, if you go to the website, you know, it tells you how to get how to make sure you get the right pillow for you. And you want to make sure you get the right pillow. So he, when he was co-hosting the show with me in Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fair, he actually walked me through that and basically fitted me for a pillow myself. And it was awesome. So I actually had the inventor of my pillow fit me for a pillow. It was pretty cool. And because the holidays are coming up, he's like busting out a sale right now. And these are the numbers that I got 2 days ago. And we're finally able to tell you the queen size pillows, the premiums, are now, they're regularly $69.98. They're now only $29.98. So he's busted down $40 off the price of these things. And the kings are only $5 more. If you know anything about the MyPillows, or if you're looking to give gifts out, I'm going to anticipate that he's probably going to run this through the holidays, but you never know. So if you want some gifts, by all means, take advantage of this. Use the promo code AAR and it supports us in the process. So now's the time to buy. You get the lowest price possible. And they make really, really good Christmas gifts. And it's not just that, but everything else on the site, the pet beds, the towels, we have all of it here at the house. Every one of them, the sheets, the pillow, the mattress toppers, we have everything. The kids have them. They love it. But it's only $29.98 now for a queen size premium MyPillow. And he, oh, I didn't even see this from yesterday. He's extending the 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. So if you don't like it, or maybe you got the wrong one for you, he's extending the deadline out to 2021. It's real simple to do it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square. You'll see it up on the site, Radio Listener Square, and then you'll find the offer and deep discounts on everything else. Then when you check out, just use the promo code AAR. When we're in the fight of our lives, and I mean, for years and years and years, what does a pillow have to do with the right to bear arms? Well, now you know. I mean, this man has dedicated not only his mouth and his product and his money to this show, but he's dedicated himself to you as a gun owner through us. I mean, it's just a remarkable relationship, and I'm so proud to have gotten to know the man. Andy, that's a cool story, dude.
It's a great story, and it really just shows, I mean, again, and you say it all the time, that I mean, people can actually just live their life normally and still support things that need to be supported, right, which is really cool. I mean, you can literally be sleeping at night and just supporting the Second Amendment and fighting for the fight while you're trying to rest and recover for the next day to keep on battling. So, you know, we do it together, and that's what partners are all about.
That's what partners do, man. We scratch each other's back. I mean, this guy was under vicious assault by a hateful press. They can't stand him. I tell the story about him being attacked for saying a prayer in the Rose Garden at a press conference with the President of the United States, and Acosta and the rest of these hateful, deceitful treasonists just attacked him viciously. But like drinking coffee, stupid. I mean, these are facepalm things. I can support gun rights. I can support an American businessman, you know, and American workers. And it helps all of us. And just by drinking coffee, I mean, it's a no brainer, man. Andy, let's talk about Second Amendment Foundation real quick. Another court case filed yesterday. Four cases now, all of them carry cases. I don't think you knew this, Andy. I'm not going to give you too much detail on it now, listener, because I don't have all the info. But I spoke with Mr. Gottlieb last night for about an hour and a half, and I'm glad he called when he did, because I was falling asleep and I didn't want to fall asleep that early. And it was like 9 o'clock. He called me at about 9 o'clock and we talked for about an hour and a half. He's filed another suit, 28 lawsuits two a month, roughly, is where we've been at the Second Amendment Foundation. Believe it or not, in 2021, in 2020, from January 1st, 2020 through the year, and there are more to come. And I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Those aren't free. So when you can drink coffee and give whatever small part you can to the Second Amendment Foundation without doing anything other than that, to me, it's just stupid. So it works, and we donate to them. That's how, when you buy my pillows, that's how that all works. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not like we don't do things the way other programs do here. We work together as a family, Andy, and that is really, I mean, all of our partners do that, you know? We're fighting a cause, amazing, is what we're doing. We're fighting a cause. It's not just out there being a pundit, but we're actually fighting for the right to bear arms. And let me tell you something, guys. Coming up in 2 years, for the next 2 years, Andy, even with the Senate, I mean, I don't trust Mitt Romney. I don't trust what's-her-face up in Maine. As far as I can pick them up and throw them, I do think I trust McConnell not to want to play pool in the least bit with the Democrats when he's running the Senate. He's going to make their lives utterly miserable. What are your thoughts?
I really hope so. I mean, I've never been the biggest fan of Mitch McConnell because he's always been kind of soft and weak on a lot of issues. But I think Trump has kind of emboldened him a little bit. So whether Trump's still there or not, I think he'll be a little bit more emboldened. And I think he realizes that, I mean, they really went after his seat this year, too, and he had to fight hard to keep it. He won decently, but it was a lot bigger fight than what he's normally used to. And I think in order for him to maintain that seat, I think he realizes that he's really got to stand on some conservative values and really fight. And with how far left the House of Representatives have gone, I mean, look, I hear that they're trying to start a coup against Nancy Pelosi, kick her out as Speaker of the House, and put somebody else in, but put in someone that's even more progressive than her because she's not going down the road that the Democrats now want to, when AOC is out there saying that either we go more progressive and more socialist or she's going to quit politics. It's really rallied a lot of those Democrats to try and rise up and do some more. So McConnell's got to be strong. I think he will be strong. And you're right. I think that I think we're going to be okay in the Senate, but they got to fight hard this year.
AOC, let me tell you how stupid AOC is. Kevin McCarthy made it very 21,000 votes away from the Republicans taking control of the House of Representatives. They lost seat after seat after seat when they were claiming victory. The media and Pelosi were claiming victory. They lost tons of seats. We still don't even have the final tally yet. But their majority shrank radical. Now, that woman is so stupid, AOC, as to believe that Americans want more of her agenda. They don't. And I'd let them keep preaching it. Let them keep preach socialism in this country, Andy. Let them. It's hurting them terribly. And the infighting I'm seeing within that party, it just warms my soul. It gives me goosebumps, you know? I love it.
It does. It does, but we still need to be concerned, though, because, I mean, right now we have an education system where more students are being open to it. When you see polls of 40-45% of millennials, which is not true because obviously I'm part of that generation. But when they say that we're going more towards it, there's obviously a movement where more people are warming up to the idea. So, yeah, let them talk about it. Let them beat themselves up and shoot themselves in the foot, because right now we are not in that position to want to accept it. But we could potentially be in the next few years, and which is why we have to fight so hard to counter their ideology and counter it with fact and try and start educating people again to understand the dangers of it, so we don't get to that point of no return.
I am convinced that Americans, if necessary, will use force to save their nation. It's been done before. And I hope to God that never happens. But Americans stand ready, I guarantee it. Hence the Second Amendment and the true meaning of the Second Amendment. Tomorrow, I have no idea who's going to be here, but we're going to have a great time closing out the week. We got a great program lining up for you on Sunday coming up, the MonsterCast. Until tomorrow, though, that was Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Check him out. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. We're going to do it all again.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.